This goes to Dr. Caitlin. It's K-A-I-T-L-Y-N-N, Frank, F-R-A-N-K-E, fax 616-754-9883, regarding Alice Rux, R-U-X, date of birth 7/23/1935. Dear Dr. Frank, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Rux with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. Her weight is stable. Since that time, she did develop seasonal allergies to fall weather here in Michigan. They started in September of this year. And she's been using Claritin and over-the-counter remedies to help treat that those symptoms. She also mentions that she used leg massagers for neuropathy of her legs, and those did work. The product she purchased only lasted a month, and she's hoping to find out if that's covered by insurance so she could get more with insurance help. They were rather costly, and then to have them break so fast was disappointing, she reports. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit on April 24th of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligrams once a day. Physical examination, weight 140 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 69, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.31. Estimated GFR is 39. Calcium is 9.6. Albumin 4.0. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 13.4, white count is 7.75, and platelets are normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, small fluctuations, but she stays very stable. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.